Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show. Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. With tonight's guest, number one best-selling authors, Sondra and Daniel Bizkind. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. And musical guest, Ali Jo Thomas. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
This is a very special show and a very special time for me. Those of you who have read The Little Dog That Could know that right on the 4th of July, which is today, some amazing things happened, and it's all in the book. So it's special because of that this time of year. I just celebrated a birthday. And so last night, I spent a couple hours, maybe even three, thanking people on Facebook one by one and by name for their comments that they made to me. And today I spent another couple hours. And by the way, Mark, I still haven't gotten to your comment. I have about 295 more to go. And I
just keep moving it around.
So. Now, I've heard you've said, I understand you said some very nice things and I can't wait to get it. But that actually is the point, is that a couple days ago when I first got into this process, I at about 100, I broke down in tears. It's not that people are saying happy birthday. It's that the things that they say, and some of them go on, and it's just so wonderful and special. And I'm honored, and at the same time it's a bit overwhelming. And so I'm saying this for two reasons. Number one, I have been using this as an exercise in gratitude, because having to say thank you that many times is really special, and putting it in writing. And so that's been wonderful. The other reason is because as I've been doing this, I don't have the money I think I should have or have wanted all this time. I don't have the house I think I should have, or the car I think I should have, or the career I think I should have. And there, I've said it. But I look at all these people that have gone out of their way to say the kind of things that they say, and there's a theme around it of how I make them feel and all of that. And I say to myself, that's got to mean something. There is some form of success there that I have not been able to recognize in myself. And I think that's a key for all of us. And I think as a child, and still as an adult, I mentioned all those material things, right? We hear people say, are you a success? Or here's how you could be a success too. And when they say that, are you going to be successful? Or are you successful? They mean one thing. They mean money. The one thing that's the most fleeting of all the things that could be even more important. But I haven't given those things that much weight in my life, or not enough. So as I look and I'm grateful, I'm reminded that there's something here that I haven't seen. And I thought, how perfect that tonight we have the Bizkinds on the show, because they talk about, they teach, and they lecture on success from a fundamental point of view that incorporates, get this, peace and love and awareness and unity and so many other things, that it's not just about money. And so I can't wait to have this conversation with both Sondra and Daniel. So glad they're in the studio today. And also a little later on, we're going to have beautiful music by Ali Jo Thomas. What a great show. This is so special. So happy you all joined us. I am Filippo Voltaggio. We'll be back on the Life Changes Show right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
And we're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark Legere, our co-host. And Mark,
happy birthday.
Yes. Thank you. And that's just it. People say, oh, if you've cried now, just wait till you get to Mark's.
Oh, that's interesting. All deserved. And more importantly, every one of those thank yous or those happy birthdays that you were saying thank you to are so very deserved. So simply a reflection of everything that you give.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That means a lot to me. And what we are giving as a show, or what we're doing as a show, and we get so many compliments for the show and all of that, and that's got to mean something too. And do we give that enough weight in our lives?
We just did.
We just did. Okay. And from now on.
So
thank you. Well, I can't wait to start this conversation with our guests. I got to meet them, I think, 2 years ago. And Mark, you met them a little over a year ago. And finally, they travel so much. And this is why, you'll hear why when you listen to what they have to talk about and why they're so in demand. They're transformational life coaches, they're speakers, and they're international number one best-selling authors of The Codebreaker Platinum Series. I'm looking at three of them right here, right now. Peace, Power Up Your Life, Love, Ignite the Secret to Your Success, hello, and Awareness, Discover How Life Really Works. Happy to have them on. It's Sandra and Daniel Biskind. Welcome.
Oh, great to be here.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be with both of you.
And happy birthday.
Thank you very much. And that means a lot coming from you. Thank you. So right, we didn't get to talk about this before the show, but there's got to be more than just the money.
Oh, there's so much more than just the money. And, you know, at the moment, we are in an age of transformation, which is the most exciting age. I think, Daniel, you just take that through really well.
Well, we moved from an agricultural age into an industrial age, and then we moved into an information age, and we've entered the age of transformation. If you think about the amount of change people had to deal with 30, 40, 50 years ago, it was very small. And if you look at the change everyone has to deal with to have a happy, successful life today, it's enormous. And so we call this the age of transformation, but the tools of rapid change, ironically, are changeless. In other words, to deal with all of this information that's coming at you and everything that's changing so quickly and the barrage of stimuli and all the digital inputs you're dealing with and juggling all the time, you really need to be able to go inside and connect with the stillness within in order to sort things out.
And how much money does it take to do that?
Nothing.
Don't you
just love that? The fact is that truly, we talk about living in a platinum state of mind,
okay,
which costs you nothing. So when you're living in a platinum state of mind, for us, that is the bedrock of enlightenment, which is the bedrock of success. And so that means that you...
The new way to look at success.
This is the new way to look at success. Quite frankly, I think a lot of people for a long time have understood that success means doing what you love and obviously being paid for it. But if you do what you love, like I'm sitting in the studio right now and I can feel like energetically right now, I'm almost close to tears because I can feel this incredible love and this meaningful purpose that you guys have when you do this show. And you are doing this from such a deep and profound place. And I can feel it in my own heart that you are creating change in people's lives. Now, Daniel and I, the aim of the game is we are driven to help people transform their lives and to create instant change so that they go from feeling awful to awesome instantly. And with this radio show, I already know that the people listening to it get change when they listen to you guys, because it's coming out of your heart, it's coming out of your soul. I think the show for the two of you is a soul directive. Yeah. And because of that, you're incredibly successful. So being successful really means that you know that you are doing exactly what your soul wants you to do from a place of higher awareness. And again, the platinum state of mind is peace, love, awareness, trust, integrity, neutrality, unity, which is oneness, and mindfulness. So all of those things, they're like the bedrock or the baseline that Daniel and I use to stay very centered. When we have a problem, I mean, everybody in relationship has problems. Life challenges happen every day. When they get thrown at us, the very first thing we do is put our hand up and say, hang on, I just got my buttons pushed. I'm not neutral to that. I've lost my place of peace. What awareness, you know, what do I need to do? And just by using...
So it's not about not having problems.
No, of course not. Who doesn't have problems? I mean, that's, people have got the wrong idea about enlightenment to start with. I mean, enlightenment is really a state of awareness. It's a place you live in when you're fully connected to the divine, to your heart, and you know that God exists within you. The God of your understanding exists within you. And that's the place where you begin to live as the best version of you. And so that's why when we were given this acronym Platinum, with all of the information and the tools and the techniques that come with it, and, you know, for $3.99, I guess that is a cost but for $3.99 you can get these little books, you can go through them, and all of these tools that just help you come to that place of inner peace, where you realize that if you're not living energetically on the frequency of success, then you're simply not successful. And we deal with some of the greatest transformational leaders and entrepreneurs globally, and all those people know it. For them to get from where they are now, and they could be impacting millions of people's lives, to where they want to be, they have to be very centered deep within the heart. They have to love what they do, who they do it with, who they do it for. And that's when prosperity and success happens.
I just figured something out. Platinum stands for peace, love,
awareness, trust.
Wow.
Integrity.
This is cool.
That's it.
And do you realize that these are each attributes of who you really are?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are not some qualities that are out there in the abstract, but when you connect with your true self, you are peace. When you connect with your true self, you are love. And when Sandra was speaking about the frequency of success, that frequency is love.
Yeah, and it's platinum. Yeah, I love it. And then, so what we say is that enlightenment is your natural state. Every one of you, everybody listening, everyone in this studio tonight is perfect. The only thing stopping you from having the life that you want and being the true self, you know, actually living from this divine place of your true self, are your thoughts. So we say, are your thoughts stopping you from having the life that you want? And the answer is yes, only every time. Right? You got that, didn't you?
Yes, right? I did.
Yeah. So when you were saying before at the beginning of the show about, well, maybe I don't have the money I want, or I don't have this, or I don't have that. Well, our answer to you would be, there's a reason why you don't, and it would be from conditioned thinking, from it would be unconscious programs that are running in your beautiful, perfect computer. But these unconscious programs are like spam and cookies and you know,
viruses.
Thanks, that word, viruses that just slam the door shut on success, and they create a glass ceiling. And they're as easy as somebody having innocently said, "Oh, you'll never be good at that," or you don't deserve that, or who do you think you are? Just tiny little sentences said from childhood, and all of a sudden you go, oh yeah, who do I think I am? You know, I don't deserve that. You know, you know how many beautiful, smart, savvy, entrepreneurial women still think unconsciously, I'm not good enough? And that puts a glass ceiling on them when, quite frankly, they're exceptional in every way. So the work that we do, which we are passionate about, is it's quite phenomenal, actually, because having been a spiritual master, an energy master for over 30 years now, we have the ability to tap into what is known as the human mind field.
Okay.
And we can go in and we discover the core unconscious programs that are hidden from you on a really deep soul level. We get the story, we get the event, the emotion and the decision that was made at that time, and we can completely neutralize and delete all of the effects of that and the emotions, so you're now free to have the radio station and the beautiful transformational mindset and soul set that you have with the prosperity, with the great relationships, with everything else that you want.
All righty then. Well, that's our show for today. I have work to do. Well, when we come back, actually, I know you also talk about living our lives with codes and how, and we're talking a little bit about it now. I get it. I see what you're doing. And I want to get deep into it. Like, what do you exactly mean by codes and how do we break them and all that a little bit more when we come back with our guests, Daniel and Sandra, and Sandra and Daniel, this kinds, and a little later on, some beautiful music by Ali Joe Thomas, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
And we're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with our co-host Mark Lejeur and our guests, Sandra and Daniel Biskind. They are transformational life coaches and speakers, and they're international number one best-selling authors. Love Louder, Stronger, and Without Constraint. I just saw that. That's one of your taglines. I like that. I was whispering, love louder, stronger, and without constraint.
That's speaking of whispering, two people couldn't be more better representative of their own message. You know, listening to both of you speak, and if our listeners could see your bright smiles and your demeanor and talk about platinum. That's really beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I'm glad you said that because I have a quote that I was going to read. They are the real deal. I highly recommend them and their work. They have an amazing ability to shift energy and remove blocks on very deep levels, says Jack Canfield, a person who he needs no introduction on this show. So Anyway, so we were talking about codes.
Jack loves this work.
I gather.
This is a typical example of somebody who is living in a platinum state of mind and a platinum life, as far as we're concerned. Is that right?
Without doubt.
Yeah, because what Jack has done, so many trainings, and he is America's master coach, right? And yet he still knows that there's more to go, there's more to be, that there's the best version of who we are is always evolving. Mm. And he never stops. Mm. And so when he meets people like us and he goes, wow, okay, what am I doing? Get me right. Give me a go. I want to road test you. And the excitement
That's
of
great.
Learning something new and being exposed to more of himself. And that's what we're saying to people, that you're here in this body on this planet right now. You are the most exciting person in your life.
Mm.
Don't forget it.
Or at least we should be.
You should be. Mm. Do you know, when I work with people, I go into their lives, into their soul lifetimes, like lifetimes start appearing to me. And those lifetimes tell me about what you've been through and what decisions you made and how it worked and how it's affecting you now. Do you know what it feels like to discover all of these really exciting things about yourself? Mm. I mean, we've done it all. We've seen it all. And it has profound effects on us. Those things that we have experienced from lifetimes ago, from this lifetime, from our ancestors down, that's locked in our DNA, they are responsible for our successes and our failures.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
And I think Daniel's going to take over the whole code thing, because our next book coming out is called Codebreaker.
Okay. and that's where we're headed right now.
Well, scientists and philosophers agree humans all live by codes. The protagonist in The Wire said, man, gotta have a code.
Okay.
And there are over 7 billion different individuals on the planet. We would think that there are at least 7 billion plus different codes, but ironically, they all reduce down to two. There's the divine mind code and the ego mind code. And a simple way of thinking about it is there's a code of love and there's a code of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a good example of a code is language. Language is a code that we all use, and we think in that code of language all the time.
Mm.
So if we look at our language, we can quickly discern, are we operating in the code of fear or the code of love?
Like the way somebody talks, the words they use kind of thing, mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And if you're sensitive to energy, you can feel the code they're on without even hearing them. Mm. You can even feel it blindfolded.
I was just going to say, what's so exciting about understanding what code you're working in is that once you do that, you can change your state of being very quickly. Like if you're gossiping, if you're judging, if you're feeling anxious, fear, negativity, or pain, you're definitely hooked into the ego mind code, which is based on fear. So when you're feeling any of those things, all you have to do is go, wow, hang on a minute, I'm not feeling good. I'm obviously hooked into my ego mind code. What do I need to do to rebalance myself, to get myself back into the divine mind code, back into love? So all you have to do is constantly pulling yourself back into love. So if you're living in love, you don't gossip. You don't put yourself down. You become your own best friend. You treat yourself definitely as well as you treat the rest of your family. And I'm kind of harping on that a little bit, but a few of my clients, I say to them, look, if you treated your friends the way you treat yourself, you'd have no friends. So you have to be gentle and kind and compassionate. How many perfectionists have you met that no matter what they do and how wonderful they are in their life, it's never good enough for them? So that's the ego mind code. That's definitely not the divine mind code.
Mm.
Because in the divine mind code, you have this sense of relaxation and surrendering into this amazing being that you are. I mean, you just can't help but love. And when you're loving, you emanate an energy that transforms everything.
Mm.
And that's what enlightenment is.
You know, I try and stay in that love space, but every time I feel like I get there, they pull me back in.
Who's they? You mean your ego? Mine pulls you back in.
I was trying to make a joke.
I know. Yeah. But guess what? People make those jokes, and they mean it.
They're not joking.
You know, right? Is that that guilt, shame, and blame thing that's going on there?
Well, yeah. And I want to make sure that we understand that the love you're talking about is not an ego love. Like when you said...
Oh, no.
That we need to be the most exciting person in our life. We don't walk around saying, hey, I'm the most exciting person here. You should be worshiping me or something.
Your ego and mine would love to say that.
Not mine, no.
No, that's not the love that we're talking about. The love that we're talking about is our natural state of being. See, love is not an emotion. It's an energy. So when you put yourself on that frequency of love, then all of a sudden everything changes. We were in a holiday in Australia, and we kept going back to this one place every day for coffee. And this young girl, very fresh-faced Aussie girl with the blonde ponytail, came up to us after 2 weeks. And she said, you're going tomorrow, aren't you? And we said, yes. And she started crying. And I said, what's wrong? She said, I don't know. What is it about you two? What's going on? And I said, what do you mean? She said, well, I've just seen you every day and my whole life has changed. I just feel better about myself. Good things are starting to happen to me. And I said, but sweetheart, we just love you. And do you know what she did? She looked us in the eye and she said, yeah, I thought that's what you were doing.
Wow.
Honestly, we did not talk to her about love. We did not do anything except remain in this natural state of being for us, which is simply loving, which is the energy frequency of success and enlightenment. And we successfully helped transform that girl's life without talking to her about anything whatsoever, apart from, isn't it a great day and thanks for a fantastic coffee.
Did you say g'day?
Definitely. G'day. How are you going, mate? Which, of course. Of course. What do you think? And even Daniel starts to do it, too. He's such a mimic. Is it that obvious?
Sorry. I couldn't help myself.
Oh, it's okay. A few good things come out of Australia. You know, Australians are quite interesting because in this age of transformation, they're really taking this on board. A lot of the people in the US that I know in the transformational field are going to Australia and being welcomed with open arms. So there's a global shift happening, that as many terrible things that are happening on this planet, we have to be very mindful not to buy into the hatred, not to buy into the separation, not to buy into the anger that's going on and adding to it energetically, but that we have to stay very centered in the love divine mind code. Otherwise, the whole world is just going to, you know, crash and burn.
Well, of course, we're talking about so many things, and for those who want more information, they can go to thebiskinds.com, and I'll spell that. It's thebiskinds.com, thebiskinds.com, and there you can find the books. You could also connect with them for one-on-ones and their group coaching, and of course they do speaking. There's a calendar on there, and they're live up for their live events, and of course you could bring them into your corporations or into your families or whatever it is, to have what they do with you, for you, at you. I don't know how you do it. And when we come back, that's what I'd like to know. So all that and more on the Life Changes Show right after this.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
And we're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Leger and our guests, Sandra and Daniel Biskines. I'm going to give their website out again, the Biskines, thebiskinds.com. There you will find out about their transformational life coaching and their speaking engagements. Also, their books are there. And there's also a free meditation that we'll, let's talk about now, actually. What do we do to get it, and what is it about?
Well, if you come to the website and just opt in by entering your email, you can obtain a beautiful guided meditation that we actually call an activation. Yeah. And it's got fabulous music, and all you have to do is listen to it. It will meditate you.
Does it have your voices on it?
It does.
Yes. I mean, because I'm already in meditation.
We actually, we created the Codebreaker Platinum Meditations, where there's 8 meditations, one on each of the Platinum words. And they are amazing. We use them every morning when we get up. And, of course, what they're doing is they totally activate your energy and your frequency to that word, to peace or to love, to awareness. And it changes. What happens is what you're doing is you're changing the way the brain functions. So you're training the mind via these meditations to think the way you want to think, so you can create your life by design rather than by default, which is what's happening in the ego mind code. In the ego mind code, someone can say something, you get your buttons pushed, you have a knee-jerk reaction, and all of a sudden you're somewhere that you do not want to be. So, but when you're acting out of a platinum state of mind, people can say things, you understand that your buttons have been pushed, but one is you take 100% responsibility that it's about you and the way you think and feel, not about what they've just said, and you go, okay, why am I not neutral to that? It might not have affected somebody else the same way. Mm. So neutrality is the big, big thing now. Being neutral to me is the only way to fly. Because when you're... neutrality is another word for enlightenment. Don't you love that?
I love that.
Yeah, of course, because, you know, when you're negative, you're obviously in a place that you get depressed and you're not supported and uplifted. It's very hard to be around a negative person because it's depressing. Mm. But when you're positive, there's also the ability, you say this really well, Daniel, it's when you're positive, you also...
Still attached.
That's right, you're still attached. But when you're neutral, you can look at the world and you can have it, it's almost like you've surrendered to what is. So whatever is happening around you is happening around you, and you're not at the mercy of your own thoughts about it.
Mm.
There's something that I'd love to share before we run out of time, and that is, this is a very auspicious day, isn't it?
It is.
The 4th of July.
It is.
This is the celebration of one of the greatest liberation movements in the history of humanity.
Mm.
And liberation is... the Declaration of Independence was a liberation movement. And our work is about becoming liberated from the ego mind and the ego mind code and the frequency of the ego mind. It's what it's really all about, because just as when we turn on a light, darkness evaporates, it disappears. When we go into the true self, when we connect with our true self, when we enter a platinum state of mind, that negativity and fear just vanishes.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And that's what liberation is really about. It's replacing the fear with love.
Yeah. Here's to freedom.
Here's to freedom.
Freedom from our own thoughts, you know, freedom from other people's thoughts. One of the things I'd love to just give your listeners a little tip right now is, and that is, it's none of your business what anybody else thinks about you.
Mm.
And if you remember that, when somebody actually does go into their ego mind programs and they gossip or say things about you that you don't like, you go, oh, well, that's none of my business. That's just their story.
Interesting.
On the way here, I was talking to Jet. I said, see, if you don't mind, it won't matter.
That's right.
No.
And guess what you just described? Neutrality.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Perfect. So this stuff is not rocket science. It is so easy. People as developed as Jack Canfield to people who haven't even started on their own personal development journey can use this work and be successful.
Well, I know I said I wanted to know more about how you work with clients, but I think people are going to discover that on their own in the group sessions and all that, because in the time remaining, I just decided I wanted to, like, 30 seconds of each. I picked something out of each book that I have here. So out of Peace, Power Up Your Life, I have on page 21, The Evolution of the Soul. Could you tell us about that real quickly?
Oh, it's great. Daniel, go for it.
Go, Daniel.
We are here to evolve, to grow, and have fun. And the soul is a vehicle by which we do that. In other words, the true self is perfect. It's absolutely perfect, timeless, changeless. But the vehicle through which we are growing and experiencing and codifying everything that's happening, the vehicle that's choosing these codes is the soul. And so the trip is for the soul to evolve.
Yeah, and just very quickly, what we say is that there you act out of a particular level of awareness, which obviously we're trying to grow our awareness, and we have to develop our personality at the same time.
Mm.
So there's a level of awareness, and then there's a freedom from personality.
Mm.
And we call that the integrated wholeness scale.
Well, speaking of awareness, out of the Awareness, Discover How Life Really Works book, there's something called a chapter on Indiana Jones and the Town of Forgiveness. How do you explain that? What's that?
Look, how do I explain this? I was made to get up. I work with these divine beings, and at 6 o'clock every morning for 6 weeks in a row, I was up out of bed, downstairs, on the computer, writing till 8, 9, 10 at night. And at the end of the day, I'd go to Daniel, do you want to read this? And, like, where did this come from? And it was really interesting because it talks about we're all on this archaeological dig into our own minds and lives.
Mm. Nice. Right?
And we're looking for the treasure. And, of course, the treasure is the love that we are. And, you know, it's hidden from us. We're looking for it from everywhere. But you will find it in the the town marked with the X on the map.
Dun, 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 dun.
And the town dun, is dun, that's dun. It. And the town is called Forgiveness. Not to be misled by the town of Judgment.
That's right.
Which is the ego mind code town.
It's in the state of unconditional love.
That's it. Don't you love it? And I'm going, where did this come from? How on earth? But you know what? There's just a lot of fun in here. And these books have a lot of autobiography as well. So it talks about a lot of our challenges and a lot of the things that we went through and how we became to be the people we are today.
Okay, last one out of the love book, Ignite the Secret to Your Success. Love in the Shower?
Oh, my goodness. That... Okay, I have to tell you this one.
Yeah, well, I'm asking.
I know. I was in the shower, and I was having a full oneness enlightenment experience. In other words, the water was coming out of the faucet, but I was the water. I was the shower glass. I was God. Mm. I was everything. Mm. I mean, this was a oneness experience.
Soap.
I was a soap even. Oh, you're so cute. And so in the middle of this experience, I'm sobbing because I am so overwhelmed by love that it was a trippy, almost drug-like experience. Daniel walks in, and I, just as I'm walking out of the shower, he walks in, he gets down on his knees and puts his arms around me and his head on my stomach and says, oh, I was up the other end of the house and these waves of love were just washing over me. And I followed the love. I followed these waves of energy of love into the bathroom at the front of the house and it was emanating from me. And he just said, oh, thank you. So he was going through the same enlightenment experience from what I was going through.
Wow.
And listen, we were in an apartment building. Can you imagine all the poor people in the whole apartment building? They all would have been getting, all of a sudden they'd be feeling
poor people,
really,
this is a great block party.
Well, all of a sudden they'd all be feeling really nice toward each other. And
that's
like,
awesome.
Oh, but I love everybody. Where's this coming from?
Where you live, we'll move next door.
Right. Oh, and look, that love in the shower was a great experience, but that has happened to us many, many times. When we've been on...
In the kitchen, in the dining room.
We did a lot of renovating when we built. We built a huge spiritual retreat in New Zealand, and all of the construction workers were half a mile away at another one of the homes. And that night, I said to them, "How'd you go today, boys?" And they said, "All right." And the next morning, the manager came and he said, "Oh, my wife told me I had to tell you." When I said, "All right," I was just lying. We had the best day we've ever had. None of us were fought. We all felt great. We don't know what happened. And that day, of course, was the day where we were having another one of those incredible love in the shower experiences.
Independence Day.
Yes. Happy Freedom Day.
Yes.
Wow. Do you know how delightful this has been?
I hope so. It's been great for us, hasn't it?
It's been fabulous for us. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. This has been a long time coming, and hopefully it won't be the last time. Thank you so much. What a pleasure. We're talking, of course, with the Biskynes, and their website is thebiskynes.com, and that's thebiskynds.com. And we've been talking about their books, Peace, Love, Awareness, and, well, actually, there's Mindfulness, Integrity, because Platinum, Codebreaker Platinum Series.
Yes.
And so the P stands for peace, and the L stands for love. Okay, I'll stop.
I just love the way the light went on. He's enlightened now.
It keeps going on. Yes, it's flickering.
It's cool.
You'll be thrilled, because when Codebreaker comes out in October, it's all of them in the one book.
All of them
book,
in one.
So you don't have to worry about it.
I can't stand it. In October. Okay. Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, Daniel.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Namaste.
What a pleasure.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with our musical guest, Ali Jo Thomas, here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Lejeune and our guests, Sandra and Daniel Biskynes. And we have been joined by our musical guest, Ali Jo Thomas. She is a singer, a songwriter, a mom, and this is a surprise, a grandma too.
Yes.
Wow. Very cool.
Two granddaughters.
You don't look like a... I mean, isn't that funny? We have this image, talk about... Right. You know, but you don't look like the image of a grandmother.
Yeah, you know, now that I'm a grandma, I don't feel like I look like a grandma either.
Good for you. Good for you. And do you play your grandchildren music?
Yes, I do.
Aw. As a matter of fact, actually, you play children music also, right?
Yes, I like to write songs for kids and grown-ups, and I'm addicted to writing.
And these are songs that not only kids get, but that parents can enjoy as well.
Right. And I always try to put in one for the teenage brother or sister, too. Because you have to think about them when they're listening
they're
to the...
they're important, too.
Yes.
They're in the right in-between there, exactly. Where they're not kids and they're not adults. And how did you get into music and writing, and when did you know you had that gift?
You know, I didn't really start writing until I was about 30 years old. I actually was a singer in a band for a long time. I sang in a lot of different bands. Never even thought about being a songwriter. But one day my life changed, and I all of a sudden began writing songs. So, and I haven't stopped for the last 25 years. So
one day your life changed. Can you enlighten us a little more? Like what?
Well, you know, I think it had a lot to do with understanding the love of God. And it just, all of a sudden, the songs just started pouring out of me.
And so actually you write gospel, right?
Yes.
And children's songs. And today you're going to be singing, what influence?
Well, you know, I have so many songs. I was thinking today that I would try to write one that's kind of like my life story. It took me about 10 years to realize what I realized in order to write this song. But one day when I was in Nashville, my husband had taken us and our children there. It was about the year 2000, 2001. We went there to try our shot at the music industry like everyone does who's a singer-songwriter. And one day I was sitting on the kitchen floor in this little apartment, and I came up with a song that I thought, wow, I couldn't have written this song if I couldn't have written it before today. So it's a song called Superstar. Yeah, kind of like my life story song, so I thought maybe I'd play you that one.
Okay, very good. Are we going to hear that first?
Sure.
Okay,
I
like this one, actually. And and how perfect, when people hear it, how perfect, because the show has been pretty much about this.
Yeah.
In now this is a song version.
Exactly, yeah.
In a way. So here is Ali Jo Thomas singing Superstar live in studio here at Studio NoHo on The Life Changes Show.
All my life I always dreamed I'd be a superstar. I'd do anything my way. I told everyone, everywhere, anyone who'd even care, I would be famous someday. Well, I learned some lessons in what this world's about. I took a little journey and I found out I am a superstar. Come so far, got my husband, my kids, and my car. I can't do anything that I can manage on a shoestring. My name's right on my door, and every night they yell and scream for me. Lord, I am so popular, they adore me. I'm a superstar. I've come so far, who could ask for more? This cute apartment ain't the mansion that I had in mind. The kitchen's way too small. But the people I care most about, the things I couldn't live without, it's big enough to hold them all. Like the dog and the cat and her tiny kittens, a baby's first books and her winter mittens. I'm a superstar. I've come so far. Got my husband, my kids, and my car. I can't do anything that I can manage on a shoestring. My name's right on my door. Every night they yell and scream for me. Lord, I am so popular. They adore me. I'm a superstar. Come so far. Who could ask for more? I signed my autograph. Now don't you even laugh on every homework sheet. I have an audience, I don't have 50 cents, but I got what I need. Hey, yeah, I am a superstar, come so far. Got my husband, my kids, and my car. I can't do anything that I can manage on a shoestring. My name's right on my door. My old friends, well, they're gonna hate it. I'll just have to tell them that I finally made it. I'm a superstar. Come so far. Who could ask for more? Whoa, Lord, who could ask for more? I am a superstar.
Woo-hoo!
They're standing up even in there.
I have to say, you're amazing. You're an amazing audience. Thank you so much.
That is awesome. You know, I have to hear from Sandra on that. You were all over it.
I am. Thank you so much for that song. I am all over that because that is the perfect song for what we've been talking about. That's called success. And that's that. It's almost like when you got the words to that song, the love that you are, the love of the divine just dropped into you and you realize, yeah, hang on, I'm it. I've made it. And I don't know, I just could not wipe the smile off my face. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you. Agreed. We have Dorothy Dunne applauding. That it's beautiful. Well, you can get songs like this and many others at iTunes and CD Baby and Amazon. Just look for Allie Jo Thomas. And Allie is spelled A-L-L-I-E and Joe is J-O. And Thomas is T-H-O-M-A-S, Allie Jo Thomas. Find her at iTunes, CD Baby, and Amazon. Well, superstar, what are you singing for us next?
Well, I was thinking I would do a song. You know, a song is a nugget of truth. And when you learn something, that's when you write a song. And a really good song makes me take a breath. Actually, it makes me hold my breath, and then I take a breath after it's done, and I go, that is so true, whenever I hear a really good song. And so a truth sets people free. So if you can put a little nugget of truth in your songs, just for all the songwriters that are out there, we want to set people free. We don't want them to be in bondage. So anyway,
yes.
That's what this song is about. Another thing I learned. And
what is this called?
It's called It's All You.
It's All You?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hear a theme here. So this is Allie Jo Thomas singing It's All You live on the Life Changes Show here at Studio NoHo.
When I had no strength, when I could not see, I was found by you and you rescued me. When my dreams had left and my efforts had run dry, you were standing there right before my eyes. It's not me, not my prayers, not my faith that pulls me through. It's not because I'm good enough, I get good things from you. It's not about how hard I try or how much I can do. When I'm blessed, it's not me, it's all you. How could you teach this heart to know? When I lose myself, you begin to show. When it all falls apart and I give up the fight, someone still remains with a strength that never dies. It's not me, not my prayers, not my faith that pulls me through. It's not because I'm good enough, I get good things from you. It's not about how hard I try or how much I can do. When I'm blessed, it's not me, it's all you. When I'm blessed, it's not me, it's all you.
Beautiful. Awesome. Thank you. Allie Jo Thomas. You know, I should add, that song reminded me that you are also a caregiver, mm-hmm. which has got to be the hardest job in the world.
Yeah, so it's also the best job because the boy that I'm a caregiver for is just always happy. He always has a smile on his face. He doesn't talk. He makes some sounds and stuff like that, but his name's Daniel, and he's just wonderful. I'm really blessed to work for a wonderful family, and I've been his caregiver for about 7 or 8 years now, and I love my job.
And you call him a boy, and he's actually how old?
He's actually 31.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is I have a team of people that also work with me, and the home is like a little sanctuary that I go into, and it's very peaceful, and yeah, I'm really blessed. And actually, Daniel's the one that made me a better guitar player, because if I wasn't always playing guitar for him, you know, I wasn't super comfortable going out with my guitar and playing until I started playing for Daniel.
Wow.
And then, of course, you know, he loves the music, so he sits down, he listens, and I got to be a little bit better on the guitar. I'm still working on it. I'm taking lessons still, but anyway.
You did awesome. You are very special. Thank you, Allie.
Thank you so much.
This is very special. So happy to meet you.
Yeah, great. And surprising day, huh?
This day full of surprises. It's a freedom day.
Yes.
Thanks to all of you. And this is, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
So thank you, Allie Jo Thomas, for being our musical guest. Thank you again to the Biscaynes, Sandra and Daniel. This has been very special. And I have to thank Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer, for believing in this show and for holding the torch for us to be able to be here all this time. So thank you. And at the moment, here is Studio NoHo, and we thank, on this Freedom Day, Brent Hahn, who gives us the freedom to sound as beautiful as we sound, thanks to his engineering skills and the space that he holds in this beautiful space here at Studio NoHo.
The Platinum Studio.
The Platinum Studio, exactly. So with that, we also want to thank our program manager at BBS Radio Network, Doug Newsom. Well, again, on behalf of Dorothy Donahue and our producer, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you, as your life changes like ours did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.